Hello, this is Steve Nichols, G0KYA, and welcome to the HF Propagation Prediction Report for September 2009. Well, it's kind of good news and bad news this month. The bad news is that we still don't really have any sunspots to speak of. Solar cycle 24 is still not really kicking in, and there's now some serious doubt about whether 24 will happen at all, and if it does, you know, how many sunspots are we going to get? I think the current prediction is that the maximum sunspot number when the cycle does get going, probably very soon, hopefully, the maximum number will get up to about 90, but we may not see a peak until 2013. Now, compare that with previous comments about the sunspot cycle 24, and they were predicting that it would peak in 2010, i.e. next year. But, I mean, to be honest, I just don't see that happening. Other sort of gloomy news is that some scientists at NASA have spotted that the magnetic field of sunspots, that's the magnetic field strength, is weakening. They're using a technique called Zeeman splitting to look at the magnetic field of the spectra, if you like, from the sunspot. That's a technique whereby the spectra or light coming off sunspots is then split up into its component parts or component colours, if you like. But where there's a heavy or very, very strong magnetic field, it splits the colour. You get a slight splitting, if you like, called Zeeman splitting. And they're noticing that this Zeeman splitting is reducing or has reduced over the years. In other words, the magnetic field strength of the sunspot is weakening. So I even heard a report the other day that some people are saying that sunspots are actually dying out. We may get to a situation where, in fact, there are no sunspots whatsoever. The cycles will just collapse on themselves. I think that's an extreme view. We will just have to see. But we'll just have to wait for the cycle to really, really get going before we can tell. The good news is that other scientists have been looking at this conveyor belt principle, if you like, that moves matter through the sun. And they're saying that the conveyor belt shows that it's moving towards the tropics, which or equator of the sun, if you like, which is a good sign that the sunspot cycle is about to get underway. And in fact, as I'm recording this, the spaceweather.com website is showing that there is, in fact, a far side sunspot, large far side sunspot, that's been spotted by one of NASA's stereo spacecraft that can look around the side of the sun, if you like. And that's going to swing into view probably around about September 20th. So we're hoping for great things. Let's hope it is it's bigger than some of the puny sunspots we've been getting so far in this cycle. And there's hope that, you know, it actually increases conditions or improves conditions on the HF bands. At the moment, the sun solar flux is stubbornly sitting in the high 60s, 68, 69. Low A and K indices as well show that you know, conditions are quite settled. Although the equinox period, that is around about September 21, that sort of period, is also apparently a good time to view aurora, because the interplanetary magnetic field swings south, which allows more solar matter to actually stream off the sun and enter the Earth's upper atmosphere and ionosphere. In other words, we could be in for some unsettled conditions over the next month. So that's really the bad news. The good news is we're heading away from the summer now, so HF conditions are going to pick up. This is a good time of year to work north-south paths, North America to South America, Europe to Africa. So that's the good news. Also, you'll find now that transatlantic paths are going to start to open up a bit better than they were in the summer. So we'll get regular, very, very consistent and strong transatlantic signals between the States and Europe, which is good news all round. So, as I said, the bad news is that the sunspots are not really improving much at all. But the good news is that we're heading into the autumnal period in the Northern Hemisphere, and conditions will start to improve dramatically. What can you look forward to over this month? Well, I think the number one item on everyone's agenda is going to be the FT5GA Glorioso de-expedition, which is one of the African islands. So that's very, very high on everyone's DXCC list that they want it. And they have just started operating, as I record this, in mid-September. I believe they're there for approximately 3 weeks, so there'll be plenty of opportunity to work them. There are other de-expeditions planned as well this month, so do take a look, and you can start planning as well for October, when we've got CQ Worldwide. So, as I said, a mixed bag of news this month, but not all bad. Quick look at the bands in general then. Well, 80 and 160 are going to be okay during the day, up for short skip, but not terribly good. It will improve as the month goes on. 80 metres, we were hearing some Texas or Texan stations on 80 metres the other morning, so it's showing signs of coming alive now, which is good news, and that will improve as we head towards late autumn and into winter. 40 metres should now open to DX in an easterly direction at sunset, and openings to the west should be possible after midnight and should peak just before sunrise. So 40 metres is starting to come into its own. I think if we look at the HF bands now, 20 is still likely to be your best DX band between sunrise and sunset, and the band may occasionally open after dark, mainly to the southern hemisphere. What we may find now is that the band closes earlier than it was doing in summer. In summer, the it tends to stay open much later in the evening, so it will close earlier as we head towards late autumn, but it will be much more reliable and with much better conditions. 70 metres, keep an eye on 70 metres. It's likely to provide fairly good DX openings during daylight hours again. 15 metres may struggle to open at times completely. Now, 12 and 10 metres, do have a look, you never know. And if the solar flux heads towards the high 80s, 90, it could really come into its own. But we've lost the fantastic sporadic E conditions that we've had over the summer. I think they're pretty much gone now. But you never know, the band could open up. So I think if I had to pick a band this month, what's going to be your best band to actually work DX? Of course, it's going to be 20 metres again, but don't ignore 40 metres, 30 metres, and even 17 metres. 50 metres, do check it, but it's unlikely to be very, very active. That's it from me, Steve Nichols, G0KYA. Until the next time, and good DX.